And that to me is a standout fact. So three American admirals have said to Australia, it'd be good if you joined us or ran your own patrols, and Australia's not done it. And that is because the government in Canberra is giving a weighting to its relationship with China. And it's not prepared to damage or immolate that relationship at the request of the US. Now, I think there's an opportunity for China here. I'd strongly advise China not to do anything preemptive in the South China Sea. For example, not to build up Scarborough Shoal, which is so close to the territory of the Philippines, and which both China and the
Philippines... But China says over and over that we will not endanger the freedom of navigation and overflight.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But if China were to dredge at Scarborough Shoal, and then to... Well, dredging would be enough. I think China would lose the diplomatic coup it scored with the new Philippines president and the relationship it enjoys with him. I think China's now got the nations of Southeast Asia negotiating one-on-one with it over disputes over maritime territory. I think China would be ill-advised were it to do anything at Scarborough Shoal that threatened that new approach, that new equilibrium in the South China Sea. If I were the Australian Foreign Minister again, I'd be speaking to the Chinese off the record, in private conversations, saying, you've gained strategically in the South China Sea. You've got the states of the region talking to you one-on-one directly. America runs freedom of navigation patrols, but they don't alter any of these diplomatic realities. But if one thing would change the situation, it would be China dredging at Scarborough Shoal. So a bit of restraint from China would be in everyone's interest.